This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we began a 4S study of 2 Thessalonians 1. The first step in this study is to spread out before you the information in the portion being studied. Paul began by affirming their faith and love. Then he shared with them how he boasts about them because of their persevering in the face of persecution. He continued by focusing on some truths about God as a basis of confidence, that in the long-range scheme of things, it will always be worth it all when we see Jesus. That's when God will set all things right that have not already been made right. We might ask why while we are going through rough times. God at times will tell us why. Often he doesn't. If he doesn't, he has a reason. He is just in all he does. His judgments are right. None of us lives in a vacuum. We are not an island unto ourselves. We are part of a bigger picture. Others are a part of our daily experience. As God deals with the complex ramifications of all of these intersecting relationships, he is accomplishing his will. We might not understand, but we can trust and continue being faithful. In fact, we have the distinct privilege and responsibility to live purposefully in furthering his kingdom. We can't do it in our own strength, but God by his power can fulfill the good purposes we pursue by faith. As we move forward in this way, Christ will be glorified in us and we in him. If this is beyond our comprehension, we need to recognize and affirm that it is all because of his grace.